Today is Friday the 30th of November, the Feast of St. Andrew. Bukas Palad, a Jesuit group from the Philippines, sing First Companions. Deo militare, Christi lucem illuturi. Serve as God's soldier, spread Christ's light. Today's reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans.
The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.' But not all have obeyed the good news. For Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our message?" So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world.
Paul reminds us of the need Christ has of missionaries, people who make him known in the world through the pattern of a Christ-filled life. So it is a good day to look back on those whose example has touched us and worked some kind of conversion in our hearts. For a moment, look back to your childhood, your adolescence. Cast your mind back to those early years of your life. Who taught me to know Jesus, to love, to forgive? Who taught me to accept myself, not to be scared, to come out of myself? Who taught me to accept Christ's loving gaze on my life? As I listen again to Paul's words, I picture the people I have been thinking of, seeing them as part of the apostolic people of God through whom Christ reaches out to the whole world.
The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all have obeyed the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world.
With such a cloud of witnesses behind me, I can turn to the Father to speak to him about my life, and perhaps to ask that I too might be an apostle who brings his healing word to the far reaches of the human experience. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now,
and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.